Okay, here's one that's showing up in almost every ESTET interview this year. You're asked to test a chatbot that answers questions about your company's internal documentation, and the interviewer says, "Walk me through how an app like that is actually built with LangChain and where you would look when it gives a wrong answer." Now, most candidates jump straight to talking about the model, but the model is maybe 20% of that system, and if you don't know the other 80, it shows immediately.
And if your honest answer right now is, well, you just call the LLM and it answers. This is the episode for you. I'm Leo, I'm the automation engineer who has broken more than one of these pipelines.
And I'm Maya, I've hired ESTETs for teams shipping exactly these apps. So today we're doing LangChain, which is the framework you'll hear named in basically every LLM testing job description right now.
So first question from the candidate brain, Maya, why does a testing interview even care about LangChain because it sounds like a developer tool?
Because the industry quietly decided that quality engineers need to understand the systems they're testing, and LLM apps are pipelines, not single calls, which means every stage of that pipeline is a place where things break and a place where you write checks. So when an interviewer asks about LangChain, they're really asking whether you can see the moving parts. And the elevator answer is this: LangChain is a framework for building applications powered by large language models, and it gives you two things. First, standard interfaces over many providers, so swapping OpenAI for Anthropic is close to a one-line change. And second, composition primitives, ways to wire models, prompts, retrievers, and tools together into pipelines.
So the value isn't the model itself, the value is the glue.
That's the line to remember. LangChain's value is the glue, a common abstraction over models and prompts and parsers, plus a way to chain them and observe what happened. And it's worth knowing the code base is split into packages. There's LangChain Core, which holds the lightweight base abstractions like runnables, messages, and prompts. Then the main LangChain package with higher level chains and agents, and then one integration package per provider, like LangChain OpenAI or LangChain Anthropic, plus a community package for everything else.
Okay, so let's get into the first big chunk because the phrase I keep seeing is LCEL, and honestly it sounds like a tax form.
It stands for LangChain Expression Language, and here's my favorite way to picture it. Think about shipping containers. Before containers existed, every ship, every crane, every truck needed custom handling for every kind of cargo, and global shipping was slow and fragile. Then the industry agreed on one standard box, and suddenly any container fits any ship, any crane, any truck, because everything speaks the same physical interface. In LangChain, that standard box is called the runnable interface. Every component, a prompt template, a chat model, an output parser, a retriever, they all implement runnable. And because they all share that shape, you can snap them together with the pipe operator. So a basic chain literally reads as prompt, pipe, model, pipe, parser.
Wait, so when the interviewer asks what the pipe operator actually relies on, the answer isn't some routing magic, it's just that every piece implements the same interface.
Exactly, and that's a real quiz question. The pipe works because of the shared runnable interface, not multiprocessing, not a registry, not provider SDKs. And here's the payoff that interviewers love hearing. Because every chain is itself a runnable, you get the same execution methods for free on the whole pipeline. There's invoke to run once on a single input, batch to run many inputs concurrently, stream to yield tokens as they're generated, and async variants of all three. You build the pipeline once, and sync, async, batch, and streaming all just work.
So my memory hook is standard container, standard crane. If everything is a runnable, everything stacks, and every stack is also a runnable.
Perfect. And two small extras worth naming. Runnable parallel runs branches concurrently and collects the results into a dictionary. And runnable pass-through lets you pass an input straight through alongside other work. Now, before we leave this chunk, one more piece of vocabulary, because the model inside that chain is a chat model, meaning it takes a list of messages, each with a role, system, human, or AI, and it returns an AI message. Prompt templates exist so you can turn variables into those messages, which makes prompts reusable and, importantly for us, testable, because a template is just a function you can call with inputs and assert on the output.
And there's the older style too, right? The plain text completion models that take a string and return a string.
Right, and being able to distinguish those, chat models with messages in and messages out versus legacy, LLMs with string in and string out, is a nice mid-level signal, with chat models being the default today. Okay, chunk two, and this is the big one, RAG.
Retrieval augmented generation, which everyone says and fewer people can actually walk through.
So here's the analogy. RAG is an open book exam. A model answering from its training data alone is a student answering from memory, sometimes brilliant, sometimes confidently wrong about your specific company. RAG hands that student the right 3 pages of the textbook before every question. But somebody has to prepare that textbook, and that preparation is the ingestion pipeline, which has 4 steps in a fixed order that interviewers absolutely will ask you to recite. First, document loaders read your sources, PDFs, web pages, databases, into document objects. Second, text splitters chunk long documents into pieces small enough for embedding and context limits. Third, an embedding model converts each chunk into a vector, a list of numbers capturing its meaning. Fourth, a vector store like Chroma, Phaeus, PGVector, or Pinecone indexes those vectors for similarity search.
Load split embed store. And then at question time.
At query time, a retriever embeds the user's question, finds the nearest chunks by similarity, and the chain stuffs those chunks into the prompt as context before the model answers. And here's the elegant part, the retriever is itself a runnable. So RAG is not some separate machinery. It's just another LCEL pipeline, retriever, then format the documents, then prompt, then model, then parser.
Which brings back the shipping container, the retriever is just another box on the same ship.
And here's the SDET gold. Chunking strategy and retrieval quality usually matter more to answer quality than which model you picked, which means when the bot gives a wrong answer, your first debugging question is not, is the model dumb? It's, did retrieval actually fetch the right chunks? That single sentence has gotten people hired.
Okay, chunk three, because the job descriptions all say agents, and I want the honest version of what an agent is.
2 ideas here, memory first, then agents because they share a foundation. LLM calls are stateless. The model only knows what's in the current request, full stop. So a chatbot that remembers your name isn't remembering anything. Your application is keeping a message history per session and prepending it to every new prompt, often through a placeholder in the template. And LangChain gives you runnable with message history to load and save that history automatically, keyed by a session ID. For long chats, you trim or summarize old turns, so you stay inside the context window and control token cost.
So the analogy is basically a brilliant consultant with total amnesia, and before every meeting you slide them the folder with the whole relationship history, because without the folder, you're a stranger.
That's exactly it, and you, the app, own the folder. Now agents. A tool is a function the model is allowed to ask for, a calculator, a search API, a database query, and you expose it with a decorator and bind tools, which shares the tool's schema with the model. An agent is an LLM in a loop. It decides which tool to call, sees the result come back as a tool message, and repeats until it can answer. And this sets up our trap corner, Leo, because there is one wrong answer here that instantly flags a candidate as surface level.
Let me guess, saying the LLM runs the tool.
That's the one. The classic wrong answer is that the model executes the search or runs the database query, and it sounds harmless, but it's backwards in a way that matters enormously for a tester. The LLM never executes anything. It only emits a request, essentially a structured message naming the tool and the arguments. Your application code runs the tool and feeds the result back, and that handoff point is exactly where you enforce permissions, validate arguments, and add guardrails. If you think the model runs the code, you don't know where the security boundary is, and for an SDET, that's disqualifying.
So the dodge is to always phrase it as the model requests, my code executes, and the execution point is where my validation and permission checks live. The model writes the shopping list, it never drives to the store.
Beautiful. Same trap family, by the way, as claiming the model remembers previous conversations, or that parsing JSON out of free text is fine. On that last one, the modern answer is with structured output, where you bind a schema, say a pedantic model, directly to the model, and it uses the provider's native tool or JSON mode support to guarantee the shape, which is far more reliable than parsing free text and reprompting when it breaks. As a tester, that's the difference between asserting on a typed object and rejecting prose, so always reach for it when you need machine-readable results.
All right, in the rooms. How does this actually surface in an interview?
Three patterns. First, the definition ladder. They ask what Lang chain is, then what LCEL is, then why the pipe works, and they're checking whether your understanding has a floor, so land the runnable interface answer. Second, the design walkthrough, something like, sketch how you'd build a bot over our internal docs, and they want the RAG pipeline in order, load, split, embed, store, then retrieve at query time, plus that testing instinct about retrieval quality. Third, the judgment question, when to use what, and here's the rule of thumb, a linear pipeline is an LCEL chain. A looping, branching, stateful agent workflow is Lang graph, which models the work as a graph, nodes doing work, edges deciding what runs next, and a shared state flowing through, with persistence and human-in-the-loop pauses built in, and it's the recommended path for production agents over the older agent executor. And if they ask how you debug or evaluate any of this, the word is Lang Smith, the observability platform that traces every step, token, and latency of a run, provider-agnostic, works with or without Lang chain, and it's what turns a demo into something you can actually trust in production.
Okay, 60-second recap, here's what I'm carrying out of this. If they ask what makes Lang chain valuable, say it's the glue, not the model, standard interfaces plus composition, and the pipe operator works because everything implements the shared runnable interface, which gives you invoke, batch, stream, and async for free on any chain. If they ask how RAG works, give the open book exam, then the order, load, split, embed, store, retrieve, and add that chunking and retrieval quality drive answer quality more than model choice. And if they ask about agents or tools, the model requests, your code executes, permissions and validation live at that execution point, memory is your job because calls are stateless. And when the flow needs loops, branches, or persistence, the answer is Lang graph with Lang Smith watching everything.
That's the whole skeleton. And honestly, if you can say those three things with confidence, you're ahead of most of the room. Next time you're studying, pull up the Lang chain cheat sheet and drill the rapid-fire questions, because the definitions only stick once you've been quizzed on them cold.
Load, split, embed, store. See, it's already stuck. Catch you in the next one.